Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, November 8, 1795, Bridgetown suffered one of the worst floods it had experienced to date. This deluge severely impacted the town, resulting in grave damage across the area. However, while the severity of the situation was notable, the flooding was not new. From the early settlement of Bridgetown, this capital was the site of many tragic happenings across time, where fires and floods plagued that landscape. The town, east and north of the Charles Duncan O'Neill Bridge, was a swamp, and as one early visitor in the 1650s described it, it was a morass. Historian the late Warren Adding confirms that flooding in Bridgetown was a part of life in the city, noting that prior to 1721, the daily ebb and flow of the tides and the floodwaters which passed through the channel had affected the channel bed. In addition, there was the buildup of silt brought with the waters flowing from the central parishes into the inlet known as the Constitution River. This narrow inlet carried silt to the area of the Mole Head, and in some instances was found to be over 20 feet deep, causing the dredging of the area to become a frequent necessity. These conditions made the town ripe for flooding. As writer Robert Schomburg chronicled in his 1848 publication, the flooding event of November 8, 1795 began with the rain falling in torrents the whole night, tremendously increasing the next morning, and continued, as he put it, quote, without intermission for 24 hours, end quote. The rainfall was accompanied with incessant flashing lightning and rolls of thunder. Reports reveal that, and I quote, the accumulated masses of water rushing toward the sea met a high spring tide and were pressed backwards, end quote. Consequently, the gully system that would normally feed the runoff water into the Constitution River became severely overwhelmed, overflowing its banks, flooding fields in its path, and cutting a new course to the sea. As a result, the mass of water hollowed out a road forming a gulf of about 40 feet wide and 10 or 12 feet deep. As Schomburg reported, quote, both bridges were carried away, and the water spread over the level ground in and about the town, end quote. He further concluded that if the gully had not opened a new course over the fields toward the sea, the entire town would probably have been swept away. Plantations and fields in the water's path were damaged and inundated, and smaller houses were destroyed and swept away in the torrent. Warren Allen concluded that Bridgetown was only saved from total destruction because some of the flood waters, as deep as 5 feet in some instances, swept through Nelson Street to the sea. The strength and force of nature was on display when on this day, November 8, 1795, torrential showers brought floodwaters to town, threatening to dislocate the island's capital.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.